You're listening to You've Got This, episode 125. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I am super excited to share some of my 2019 goals and intentions. If you've been following the show for a while, you know this is something that I do every year, and the structure for each year seems to change a little bit. But I think the structure for this year might be useful for you if you haven't yet done this work yourself. So let me tell you a little bit about what I did. So starting last year, I really began to focus on the importance of aligning my goals with a larger vision for what I was trying to do in the next, 5 to 10 years, or what I really wanted to be living my life like right now. And so I decided to have 5 vision statements last year, and that was how I organized my goals. So it was very future focused, and it was actually a really interesting exercise. And this year, when I first started out, I kind of started with those same 5 vision statements. And then I decided to shift and go in a different direction. I decided to align my goals with the 6 ways of cultivating radical self-trust, because last year when I did this, I didn't have that. And this year I do. So those 6 ways, just to remind you, are seeking self-knowledge, living core values with intention, nurturing your superpowers, practicing loving kindness toward yourself and others, playfully experimenting, and settling into your life's purpose. And when I started to, I'd basically already done the work of creating a list of my goals, and then I kind of translated them or transitioned them into this new framework for radical self-trust. And what ended up happening was I removed a lot of my more like tactical and task-oriented goals. Like, they didn't fit, like write a book or increase my business revenue or things like that. Like, they just didn't have a place there anymore, which was kind of interesting. But I felt like it really deepened my reflection on what really matters and what I should be focusing my time and attention on this year. So I'm going to go through these 6 things and talk with you a little bit about what I felt fit in there in terms of my goals and what I want to move forward. So for seeking self-knowledge, I define this as engaging in deep reflection on my personality, core values, strengths, weaknesses, and life's purpose. And so here were some things I thought about doing for this one. One is to continue to write weekly essays for my email newsletter and to record podcast episodes, because I found this to be one of the best ways that I can reflect on how my day-to-day experiences have larger lessons for me or for other people. And so that's a really important way of seeking self-knowledge. I'm also hoping, and this has definitely been a goal in previous years that has failed, but I'm going to try again. I'm hoping to practice meditation more frequently. I think this is a good way to notice thought patterns and also to kind of soften internal judgments. So I'm hoping to do a little bit more practice with that. I do have some meditation apps. I'm not quite sure how I want to schedule this in yet, but I will be thinking about it and working on that. One of the things that I started to do more at the end of 2018 and that I really enjoyed and want to continue in 2019 is to kind of intentionally daydream about new possibilities and directions, and also to talk about this with my partner. And what do we want for 5 to 10 years from now? Like, what are the possibilities? What are we thinking might be kind of fun or interesting? And I think that helps me to have more self-knowledge around what are the things that I'm kind of pointing myself to in terms of that larger vision. And then the last thing I had on my list for this particular area was to read inspirational nonfiction that aligns with my values and intentions for the future. So if there are certain things that I know that I want for my future, maybe I read a memoir or another nonfiction book about someone else who's done something along those lines, or I can learn from someone else from their experience. So I'm looking forward to digging into that. Okay, so the second area is living core values with intention. And I define this as the alignment of what I believe to be important with the actions I take on a daily basis. And recently, when I revised my website, I identified some of my core values as creativity, radical self-trust, process design and systems, and also documentation and kind of sharing things out. So here were some of the goals that I came up related to this area. One is to nurture my creativity by carving out space for solitude, reflection, and experimentation with new modes of expression. And this was something I'm kind of carrying over from 2018, because the solitude I was able to carve out last year, I feel like kind of saved me in the midst of all these other kind of busy projects I was working on. So I want to continue that. But I also want to do some experimentation. And the place I'm kind of thinking about experimenting the most is like YouTube. So I think that'll be kind of fun. In this area, I also want to actively reflect on how I'm practicing and how I'm seeing other people practice radical self-trust in their lives and work. And I want to do this through some journaling, through some note-taking, and this is a little bit in kind of preparation for a possible book on this topic. So I want to start kind of thinking about how do I kind of structure this in a way that it makes sense for other people. I also want to continue to develop processes and systems for my side business that improve efficiency and that delight my clients. And this is something I've been working on for the last couple of years, but I feel like things are starting to get solidified enough that I can deepen my my work in this area. So I'm looking forward to that. And then the last thing I had in this area is to be generous in sharing the fruits of my creative efforts. So as I'm kind of learning and growing through these different things, thinking carefully about how do I want to share that out with people and what does it mean to share the fruits of that labor. All right, so in the third area, which is nurturing superpowers, this is what I define as purposefully investing in and honing my strengths so that they improve my life's work and are noticeable to other people. So the first one I have on this is to revise and niche my speaking offerings to better align with my strengths and my coaching practice. And this is actually something I did over my winter retreat period. So if you listen to the winter retreat debrief, you heard a little bit about this already, and you can see this on my new speaking page, which is at katielinder.org/speaking. So I've already started this. I know it's going to be a continuous project. I also want to reserve time for quarterly strategic planning sessions. I do consider strategic planning to be a superpower. This is something that I really enjoy doing. I do it well. And I feel like my winter retreat this year was really about strategic planning for quarter one of 2019. And so I definitely want to carve out some time to do the same thing for quarters two, three, and four of the year. I want to think about how to do it so that it's not so much all at once. I think doing it like 11 days at a time is too much, but maybe like a long weekend retreat would be really useful for that. Kind of along those lines, I also want to schedule in rest periods to keep from being depleted. So I think that's like the other side of the coin of the strategic planning is it's kind of planning in advance to help my future self be able to handle like the work that's coming along. And it's prepping in advance with my future self in mind, that this is something my future self will be grateful for that I did. But my current self also needs rest. And so scheduling in those periods is going to be something I'm really going to be working on. And then the last goal that I had under this area was to really be discerning about taking on new long-term projects and really keeping the mantra in mind of just because I can doesn't mean that I should. So as more people recognize what your superpowers are, you get more offerings to do different kinds of projects. And I want to be really careful about what I take on this year, especially in terms of long-term commitments. Okay, so the fourth area is practicing loving kindness toward myself and others, and I define this as having consideration and affection for myself and those around me. So the big ones I put here were to take regular morning walks, to schedule solitude at least one day per month, probably more than that, but I'm going to start small. I'm going to continue to read a novel for pleasure at least once per month. I really want to be a supportive presence for the Prolific members. This is my online community for academic writers, but also a supportive presence for my coaching clients, my coworkers, the authors in my book series. So I want to think really intentionally about what that looks like for each of those different groups and make sure that I'm kind of practicing that loving kindness towards them in the ways that are going to be most useful. I'm going to, hopefully through this meditation practice that I'm going to be building, practice more non-judgment of myself and others. And then I'd also like to express more gratitude, both verbally and in written forms, to people in my life. And one of my favorite ways of doing this is thank you notes. But I'm also interested in kind of exploring some other ways of doing this. And I am going to be announcing something in just a few weeks, a kind of challenge that I want you to dive into with me in 2019. So stay tuned for that, because I definitely see it as a way of practicing loving kindness and building community. And I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Couple more areas here. The fifth one is playfully experimenting. This is taking calculated and creative risks in order to learn more about myself and the world around me. Now, a big way that I'm doing this is launching a new group coaching program around radical self-trust. And I actually think that this hits a number of these areas. I think it will help me with self-knowledge. I think it's about living my core values with intention. I think it's about nurturing my superpowers. There's a lot of different ways that I think radical self-trust and a new group coaching program is going to help me to do that. But it is definitely playfully experimenting. It's trying a new method. I'm hoping people will join in with this. You are going to be hearing a lot more about it soon. I'm going to be talking about it on next week's You've Got This episode. But you can learn more about it if you want to on my website. It's currently at katielinder.org/RST. It's going to be launching in early February, and that's all I'm going to tell you for now. Okay, so I also want to be playing with new content on social media, and this is primarily going to be an Instagram and YouTube. I have already been doing this a little bit with Instagram. I've been doing some kind of listing posts. If you follow me there, you kind of know what I'm talking about. And that's been kind of fun to play with that a little bit with images and text. And I'm thinking about what I want to do on YouTube, and I really don't know. I've been kind of looking around at other YouTubers and kind of seeing what people in academia do on YouTube. And I haven't quite decided, you know, what that's going to look like for me yet, but I want to play around with that a little bit. I also want to try some new artistic modes of expression without worrying about whether I'm doing it right. And this is especially true of things like anything artistic, really, because I don't think of myself as being a very artistic person, even though I think about myself as being a very creative person. So I want to kind of play around with some different modes of expression in forms of art, and I'm not sure what that's going to look like yet, but it's on my list of 2019 ideas. A couple more for this area. I want to experiment with hosting virtual writing sprints and retreats and explore the possibility of facilitating in-person retreats, because this is something that some of my clients have been asking me about, and I really have no idea how to do it. I have no idea how it costs. I have no idea the logistics of it, so I thought I would look into it and see what that looks like. And then the other one that I'm super excited about for playfully experimenting is I'm forming a reading group with my partner, and we're reading books that we feel nostalgic about from like our childhoods, and we're talking about them like over dinner. So we're trying to do this at least once per month, but we kind of co-read a book at the same time, and then it gives us some fun things to talk about. So we're starting off the year by reading Redwall. So I don't know if you're familiar with that book. I can link to it in the show notes. But I think that's going to be a fun way to playfully experiment this year. Okay, so the final area is to settle into my life's purpose. And I define this as making a commitment to contribute to the world through my particular constellation of strengths and abilities. And I have four things under here that I'd like to do in 2019. Number one is to log a minimum of 100 hours of coaching and work with a minimum of 6 new coaching clients each quarter. And that's a lot. So I'm kind of interested to see if I can make it happen. And it really has a lot to do with you all and if you want coaching. But I was able to log, I think, a little over 160 hours in 2018. That was quite a bit. And I was doing a lot more because I was working on my certification and through my training and things like that. So I'm interested to see what coaching will look like in 2019. But I do feel like it's really tied in with my life's purpose. And so deepening that is really important to me. I'd also like to begin to develop and document the coaching tools and strategies that I'm using when I work with academics and higher education professionals, because this is an area, particularly of coaching training, that I see a gap. I don't see coaches being trained about how to work with this specific population. And it is different, especially when you're working with people who have been trained to see themselves as experts. Helping them to do kind of deeper exploration about their life and work can be kind of challenging. So I'm starting to kind of jot down some notes about the things that I'm working on that work especially well with academics and higher education professionals. I also want to start to think about this year what I want to let go of in terms of projects or attitudes or mindsets that will help me to create space for my vision of the future and what I want to do. And this is really about, it's actually something I talk with a lot of my coaching clients about. when you are making a transition or when you've made a transition, sometimes you don't kind of realize that that's happened, and you keep a lot of stuff from your old self or your old kind of stage that you were in or the old phase that you were in. You kind of keep it around because you don't realize you can let it go. And I'm not kind of sure what the transition is I'm making, but I am starting to feel the need of really kind of looking at things carefully and seeing what could be let go and what that would mean for me. So again, not quite sure what that's going to look like, but I'm going to give some time and thought to it. And then the last thing I had under this was to think really carefully this year about marketing. And I think if you listen to my retreat debrief, you know that I've already started that process. I hired a consultant to help me think carefully about marketing. But I really want to market the offerings for my business this year with intention and through really sharing how the things that I'm offering solve genuine problems, and that there are solutions to problems and challenges that people have. And I think that marketing continues to be, you know, something that's just, it takes time and effort. I feel like it's becoming less challenging for me over time, but I want to think really carefully about it. And that takes time, reflection, and thought. So that's something I'm really going to be devoting some time to in 2019. So what's interesting about this list, especially if you've listened to previous episodes where I've talked about goals and things, is you're not really hearing about the projects I'm planning on checking off my list, or, you know, the books I'm going to finish, or the things I'm going to be promoting that's coming out this year. A lot of that got stripped away, and it was a really interesting process of going through these different six areas and thinking about what it would mean if I wanted to cultivate these areas in my life this year. What does it mean for my to-dos and for my goals? So I would encourage you to think about these six areas in your own life. And let me give them to you one more time. Seeking self-knowledge, living core values with intention, nurturing your superpowers, practicing loving kindness toward yourself and others, playfully experimenting, and settling into your life's purpose. And this is, again, to give you a little bit of a hint about what's coming, this is going to be the full focus of my new group coaching program, which you can learn about now at katielinder.org/RST. But even if you just take some time to reflect on these six areas and seeing kind of what changes you might want to make in 2019 to focus on one or more of them, I think it could be kind of interesting. It was certainly interesting for me. So if you are also setting 2019 goals and intentions, I would love to hear about it. You can email me at contact@katielinder.org. You can tweet to me at katie_linder, or you can always connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder. Thanks so much for checking in with this episode, and I'll be happy to offer updates on these 2019 goals and intentions throughout the coming year. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.org/podcasts. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.org/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.